talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
And you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barclay with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was My House by Low Rider. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happened last weekend, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to be playing for you some of the coverage from last weekend's show, and starting this week, this is something new that we were able to pull off this for this show. We have not been able to do that in previous shows, but we were able to successfully record all of the seminars and lecture series that we had at the show, and so for this week, we'll be talking with, you'll be listening to a seminar by Mark Latini with Advanced Water Systems. Also, interior Design Trends of 2023 with interior designer Nadine Vogel of Sweetgrass Living, Stephen Ortego of Iola Modern, and Lisette Del Vecchio of Chez Lisette. Also, we'll be listening to a seminar put on by Bridget McBee with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, a seminar by Rachel Lolar of Advanced Window Fashions, Window Treatments that Wow. And finally, Brad Halferty with DuraSeal. Well, it was a fantastic home show, probably our best attended show ever. And special thanks to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff that worked so hard to successfully execute this event, and we were all a little bit tired on Monday, got to admit, when we got to work, but we've got an issue, the spring issue that we're working on hard on right now, so we got right back to it. But I wanted to take a moment and thank all of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show: Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, Shelf Genie, Coastal Stone Flooring was the sponsor of the Top 10 Awards Party, Powell Roofing, McLeod Painting and Pressure Washing, New Age Contractors, Advanced Window Fashions, Cambria, 94.3 WSC, the station you're listening to now, ABC News 4, and Y102.5. But it was a great show. The vendors were just so pleased. Once again, we were able to motivate a couple thousand, 3,000, 4,000 very affluent homeowners to come to the come out to our show, and they got many leads, and homeowners got lots of great information and made contacts with A-list local contractors to get their projects underway. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Mark Latini with Advanced Water Systems. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Mark, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Water Systems.
We do a lot of water treatment systems. We've been in business since 87, and we've got about 13 to 14 locations across the East Coast and all the way up into Denver, Colorado.
Very good. And what's wrong with tap water? Why does a homeowner need a water filtration system or a water softener installed or reverse osmosis installed in their home?
That's a good question. I have a lot of customers that say they'll get dry skin or their hair feels very brittle after showers, along with noticing different stuff going on through the house, whether it's black mucus looking stuff or orange slimy stuff coming out of their fixtures or their faucets or on their showers. We have equipment that treats all of it and makes the overall quality of the water, not just for your body, but for the health of your house, whether it comes to water heaters, washing machines, dishwashers, refrigerators. We just have a system that's right for everybody that treats anything that you could possibly have going on with your water.
And having a water filtration system in your home will help your appliances. You'll be able to keep them longer, extend their life longer, right?
That is true. We have traditionally tankless water heaters they recommend, or even traditional water heaters they recommend to flush annually or descale annually. I've had a few customers that have gone 5 or 6 years with the tankless systems, and they flushed their descaled their tankless systems, and the plumbers or whoever they have doing it for them have told them they've never seen a inside of a water heater so clean their whole career.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll give my own personal reason why someone needs a water softener or reverse osmosis system or a water filtration system in general. City water comes from the Edisto River, and so just think about that. You know, the water that eventually comes to your tap starts in the Edisto River. Then it's treated, of course, but then it goes through all those miles of pipes that maybe are aging, getting a little older, until it eventually reaches your home. And if you don't have a water filtration system, you're basically vulnerable, right?
Correct. On a scale, they say about half the contaminants that enter the water from their plant to your home come from the fittings, the old fittings and pipes leading from their plants to your home.
Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Water Systems?
You can find us online. Our company name is Advanced Water Systems. Our product is Kinetico Water Systems. We have Google. We have Facebook. And we have a lot of third-party groups that recommend us as well.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Mark Latini with Advanced Water Systems. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. We are here for the 2023 trend forecast with the lovely interior design moguls and furniture experts of Charleston. Could you guys quickly just tell everybody your names and your expertise?
I'm Nadine Vogel. Sweetgrass Living is the company. We operate around the country, actually, and around the world. And we have a unique expertise with universal design and aging in place, disability, things like that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lisette Del Vecchio. My firm is Shea Lisette. We're a boutique residential interior design firm focusing mostly on new construction, renovations, and full home decorating. I am originally from New York and just moved to Charleston about 6 months ago, and I'm really excited to be here.
Hey, I'm Stephen Ortego. I'm principal of Iowa Modern. We're a modern design, furniture, lighting, and outdoor living showroom with a new location right up the street at 3169 West Montague Avenue.
And we're actually sitting on the Iola Modern Furniture Stage. He has so graciously furnished all of the seminars for this weekend. So I'm loving these chairs. Can you tell us a little bit about these styles? If we wanted to buy this stuff, what do we ask for?
Yep, sure. So this is a vignette out of our store down the street. Everything that you're sitting on is original design. That's important to us. We only work with manufacturers and designers who are creating authentic and original designs. You're sitting on a chair from Norman Copenhagen. This piece was brought in from Europe. It's specially made for us in a light blue polyester velvet. So if you're ever afraid of using velvet in a home, polyester velvet might be the way to go for you. It's easy to clean. We're sitting on a Blue Dot sofa from our store, and Blue Dot coffee tables and side tables here, and thank you. And lighting from Pablo Designs, which is a Venezuelan designer, and he is based in San Francisco with his design studio. So what's important to us at Iola Modern, again, like I said, was original design. So every piece is sort of unique. We've got a story about everything. There's a reason why we offer what we do. It's not just because it's pretty, it's because it's well made, and it's gonna last and be timeless in your home.
That's a good point. That brings me to, before we start talking about trends, kind of the trendy versus timeless concept that we were talking about earlier. Do you want to kind of unpack your response to that earlier?
Sure. So we're talking about people being afraid to bring trends into their home because you're worried about it getting dated. And what I say to clients is that you can pick one trend that you really love or something that really speaks to you, whether it's trendy or not trendy. The issue with something becoming dated quickly is when you do every trend, right? You have the farmhouse look with the open shelves, with the hood, with, you know, all the black matte finishes. And if you do every single trend, then your home becomes of a time period or of an era. And then, you know, 5 years later, there's a new one. And now you're like, oh gosh, I wish I did that now. And well, it's only been 5 years and maybe you don't want to do a whole new kitchen again. So I think picking something that you really love, whether it's a beautiful focal point or one thing that's trending, isn't going to put you in that zone where your whole space is going to feel dated. And we were also talking about deciphering the difference between something that's trending and something that's having a moment. So, right? So there's kind of a difference there, in my opinion. So we were talking specifically about black and white floors, right? You see those a lot now. I don't believe that those are trendy. I think they're having a moment. You're seeing a lot of designers using them. Maybe they're all over Pinterest or Instagram. But to me, that's actually a timeless element that's been around, you know, since like the 1900s. And if it's the right fit for the architectural style of your home, then it's going to feel right for the space and not necessarily that you're following a trend and something that won't feel dated in a short amount of time. So,
do you have any thoughts about?
Yeah, I have an issue with trends.
I do.
You know, who is it a trend for? In what situation? How do you live? I have clients that'll say, my best friend told me the trend is, so this is what I want. And one of my questions is, do you want your home to look like every other newly designed home down the street? No, you need to have it unique to you, how you live, how you play. I hope you play a lot. All of that. So I kind of blow trends out of the air. What I would like to do first is understand, and you should understand, how you operate in your home. Where do you spend most of your time? Do you tend to get the winter blues? What do you need to do with colors or things? So that's your personal trend. For me, that's my focus. I would rather focus on personal trends than more generic ones.
That's a great answer. So once you've discovered kind of the one or two things that you want to focus on and what your lifestyle looks like, where do you start with furnishing a space around your needs? You know what I mean? Do you start with a rug, or do you start with a couch? Do you start with the walls, the lighting?
I like to start with carpet. It's one of the places I like to start. If I can't convince you to do wallpaper, if I can get you to do wallpaper, we're going to start there. And in the last segment, Andrea Serrano was on stage, and she was talking about how, it was actually not Andrea, it was the
Aaliyah.
Was saying that she likes to pull a color out of the wallpaper, and that stuck with me because we do the same thing. We are a modern design studio, so we're a little bit different than a lot of other studios in town. One of the ways that we make it work for us is we choose earth tones, we choose colors that are in right now or popular, and put them on our modern pieces of furniture. I think that it's a little bit more palatable for a place that's so deeply steeped in traditional design. And I sort of feel the same way. We don't like to go too terribly trendy, but you wouldn't be surprised to see, I don't know, a purple recliner from my alma mater. So we like to have a strong base of something that you'll want to live with for a very long time, and then we can come back in and bring in pops of color later.
I agree completely.
Ditto.
Some of your, I know, okay, so we're moving away from what's trending now. What do you recommend if someone's like, I don't even know where to start? Let's talk about kitchens first. Cabinet color, countertop surface, floors. What's a good combination?
So from my perspective...
Or how do you decide for yourself?
Yeah, for kitchens, absolutely. So one thing is, how do you use your kitchen? Are you a cook? Do you make custom meals? If you do, you can invite me over because I can't cook. But if you do, that's really important. How then do we need to design it? I had someone I was talking to today who said, we must have a bar in our kitchen. And half of it is for liquor and half of it is for coffee and tea. That's an important thing that we need to understand. So that's the function piece. We have to look at function. That's number one. Then number two really comes into the color and all of the other things. If you have an open floor plan, you can't just think about the kitchen and say, well, we'll do the room next door after. One's flowing to the next, right? So those are the kinds of things that we would start with, and then we go from there. You have to also have one focal point. So let's say it's gonna be the island countertop, right? You can't have 10 focal points. You don't want someone to walk into your kitchen and be like, get whiplash, because they don't know where to look first.
That's a great point. I agree. I think the function is the most important. So as a designer, when I sit down with my clients, I like to ask thorough questions about really how they live every single day with their families. I like to do a kitchen inventory, I call it, of all of their gadgets and all of their things, so we know that everything's going to have a place and nothing becomes an afterthought. That's really where to start. The floor plan, the space plan, those are the most important aspects. And then, of course, the fun and the pretty come after, but you can't make those selections until you know exactly what it is you're selecting for, what kind of use. You know, if you don't really cook and your kitchen is just a showpiece, then hey, you know, like, let's go crazy. But it's really about how you're living in it every single day. So,
for kitchens with Isle of Modern, we are, if you come to us, we're going to give you our opinion. And it's don't do gray, don't do shaker. Everybody's doing it. What we're seeing right now is people that are choosing to go back to wood tones. We're doing a lot of wood cabinets. Green is a big accent color in the kitchen. We're doing tons of green all over the house, but specifically on kitchen cabinets, I think it's nice. It's a natural color. I think it's a little bit more appetizing than what a gray is. We're seeing color tops that are, instead of being done in white, now we're doing them in creams and ivories and tans, different colors. We're seeing stones and blues and in greens as well. Those are all very popular right now. Yeah,
I think the trends, if you want to talk about the trends, definitely a trend towards darker woods. I'm not thinking the espresso finishes that we've seen a lot with the grays, but just the more richer walnut maple colors. We're kind of trending away from the light oak finishes, which I don't think are going away, but we're just seeing these richer colors come in, these moody paint colors. Green's very popular. And then, again, just talking about not doing trends, when you're picking a color that you love, if you love blue and you want to do blue in your kitchen, it doesn't really matter if it's on trend or not. It's just, let's just go for it. And
the other thing you've been talking about with the greens, one of the reasons that's become so popular is we're bringing the outside in. You're seeing a lot of, you know, we just designed a kitchen where above the table, the lighting has plantings in the lighting. Right? Everybody's trying to bring the outside in. It's a calming feel. So I think that's also why we're seeing the greens now coming in.
Yeah, and I'll add that one thing that we've seen a lot of lately that we really like are fun retro refrigerators and appliance packages. So we're SMEC dealers at Isle of Modern, so we like to put a bright orange sofa, I'm sorry, a bright orange refrigerator maybe next to light blue cabinets. So you can have a lot of fun with your appliances now. I think Samsung's doing a panel version that's done in color. That's a lot of fun. We're seeing a lot of people doing panel-ready appliances so that you can do whatever you want on your appliances.
So it seems like the general theme, the trend is to kind of do what moves you specifically into kind of have a more, what we were talking about earlier with Andrea and Aaliyah, having a more personal connection to your interiors and allowing your own personal style to guide the decisions that you make.
We do this with fashion, don't we?
Absolutely.
So why should this be anything different?
It's so true. Are there any audience questions? Are you guys designing any rooms right now that you're stumped on?
Dan, she's wearing green. She's wearing
she's
the in
trend.
Color, on trend, you're exactly.
On trend.
Master bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Black wall.
Very cool.
Okay, so I think what I heard, if I heard correctly, it's black wall, but we want to keep it feminine. Right, so you're adding those accent colors, the purple, the pink, any of those things. Everything goes with black.
Yeah, I think to keep it fresh and feminine, I would, I enjoy contrast, black and white. You know, I dress how I design. But I think bringing those lighter tones will give you that femininity instead of going more towards dark. Not that dark can't be feminine, but if you're looking for that softer feel, having maybe the white bed or white upholstered bed, and then you can bring in even just some neutral florals if you like florals. It can be color. Colors is really big right now. It's having a moment. And, you know, so it can be pinks and purples, but it can even just be... you know, softer materials, richer materials, and, you know, just the pattern. So it doesn't even have to be color. It's just something that's going to add a softer touch to against that black.
So. I would add to that. I'm seeing a lot of florals coming back in. It's something that's fresh and new for us. We haven't seen it in a long time. But what I'm seeing is the background color on a lot of floral patterns, instead of it being white or pink or pale yellow, now we're seeing dark blues and blacks. So that's a nice way to incorporate a feminine touch to a black room.
Especially
on the wallpaper.
Yeah. Wallpaper.
Floral wallpaper is huge. My mom actually made a joke that she thought it had gone out of style. I guess we're having like a full circle. I might be getting like the generation wrong, but like 80s moment, I guess. Floral wallpaper was a big deal then.
Yes, it was.
It's coming back. So
everything comes back.
That's what they say. So let's talk about that. What do you see coming back?
I'm seeing a lot of the retro, the 70s, actually, right? So we're talking about those warm tones and then having an accent of orange and having an accent of red. So we're seeing a lot of that. You know, it goes with we're seeing, you know, we went from records, right? Then we had cassettes, then records, I'm dating myself, and then we had CDs. We're back to albums again. My 23-year-old daughter is buying vinyl. And she, right, it kind of goes with it. And she has it out as a design element in addition, right?
It's more of an experience.
It's becoming an experience, right?
Right. Well, and that's why we even care to design our spaces with such thought and planning. It's all about how we feel when we walk in.
Absolutely, because that's our retreat.
Totally.
Right? I mean, it's also our workspace these days, but it is our retreat. If you're going to spend that much time there, you better like it. It better make you feel good. You do not want to spend a lot of time in a space that just brings you down, right? If that's just bad.
Absolutely. I agree.
Ditto. We have a lot
I think
of
the question, like, what's, you know, kind of gone away and come back again.
Right.
One of my favorite trends, or I hate to say trend now, but what I'm seeing and I like a lot and we use often in projects is painted trim and painted ceilings and using fun colors. It's not just doing light gray trim on a white wall. We're doing bright, vibrant blues. We're doing greens. We've even got reds and oranges going into homes. And we're painting all the trim. We're painting the doors. We're painting the ceiling, the baseboards, all of it. A lot of fun when you do wallpaper with painted trim.
Just no mirrors on the ceiling, all right?
I actually don't think painting the ceiling is a trend.
I just think
it's something that people are afraid to do.
Yeah.
So when you see it, maybe it feels like it's trending or it's having a moment or whatever it is. But I just think it's I call it the fifth wall, you know, and I feel like it shouldn't be neglected. So whether you paint it, I think a soft, like pale, high gloss color on the ceiling is beautiful. Wallpaper on the ceiling is a great way to, you know, if you feel like there's a pattern that you really love, but you're afraid to put it in the whole room, I'll first try to tell you not to be afraid and let's do it. But, if, you know, the ceiling is another option to add like a beautiful accent, and it draws your eye up. So I really love that trend, if you will. And okay, so something else that's coming back is I saw Kohler put out colored, pastel colored toilets.
Yes.
Did anyone else see that? Okay, so they brought back two heritage colors, and I believe they went with the avocado green and I voted for the peach one, and I think it's the peach one. And it's so funny because before we moved down here, my previous home it was the same exact style toilet from the 80s. It was this horrific peachy pink, and I was like, let's get this thing out of here. And now it's back. So, but also, you know, it's I know, those trends. So that's coming back. You know, I don't know if I can get on board with that. It's maybe one of the ones I can't get on. I'm pretty fearless, but I don't know. The avocado toilet, that's maybe where I draw the line. So, stop her.
She's asking if you have like 8-foot ceilings.
You just have to be really careful of the color. You don't want to walk in and feel like you're in a cave. Right? So you just have to, you know, you're not going to do a black ceiling.
Right.
And it also has to do with the size of the room. You know, looking at proportion, size, space, that'll also be really important to consider.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be afraid to do it. Again, I think, you know, if it's a textured ceiling, you might want to be careful, as long as it's not, you know, like a popcorn ceiling or anything. That's a trend I hope I never see again, a popcorn ceiling.
Oh my
but, you know, as long as it can take the paint application, I think just a nice soft color, maybe something that's you pull out from the other colors that are in the room, would be a safe option. That, you know, you wouldn't have to be afraid to do it. But yes, I would. And in a small space, I like to go, like if it's a hallway or a transition space or a powder room, I wouldn't be afraid to go more bold, because you're not spending a lot of time in those spaces. You're kind of in and out, and they can have a bigger impact. So,
I would just add to that in a home with 8-foot ceilings, lighting is going to be your best friend in that situation.
Yeah.
So I would recommend staying with a mid-tone or a lighter color, but making sure you have enough light in the space. And if you have a lot of natural light pouring in, you're totally safe.
I'm still working on that one.
She wants to know how to convince her husband to be okay with wallpaper.
Did they not tell you we have marriage counselors after this?
Comes with most design packages, actually.
What are your thoughts on waterfall countertops?
So I personally love them. I don't love them because they're a trend. I just love them. But it does have to do with the function. If you need to use that island, let's say, for seating, right? You take away seating or storage or anything that you need. So it has more to do with, we have to start with function and then see if we can back that into it or not. But I personally love them.
I think it has to do more with whether you like them or not. For me, I think it's more of, does it work with the look of the kitchen and the rest of the home? So it's really more about the aesthetic, as opposed to whether it's in or out. So I tend to use them more if you want a more contemporary or something that leans more modern rather than traditional. Then I would say that it's suitable for the look of the space, as well as, I mean, function always is, you know, a factor, but in addition to that.
Yeah, I agree completely with Lizette. I think that there's a style of kitchen that they look wonderful in. I think certainly with all the shaker cabinets we've seen lately and the mini shake, it does work really well with that. If you have a slab cabinet door, it looks great. If you have a raised panel door, it may not be the look for you.
Right.
I think one other thing that you might want to consider if you're thinking about doing waterfall counters is what the stone is that you'll be using.
Yes.
Can it be done with that material?
Yes.
And does the pattern work together? So sometimes if you've got a big, giant pattern, if you can't match that pattern, it might not be as attractive.
You don't. If it can't be done right, then do not do it.
That's for everything.
Right, yeah. The matching is important.
Let's just go back around and let everyone know where they can get in touch with you, follow you on social, your website.
So I'm Sweetgrass Living, and it's Nadine at sweetgrassliving.com. I can talk to you later. I have business cards if you want, you know, more information, phone number, anything like that.
For social media, it's Shaylisette, C-H-E-Z, and my website is shaylisette.com.
I'm Stephen Ortego with Iola Modern. We're right down the street at 3169 West Montague Avenue. You can find us at iolamodern.com or at Iola Modern on Instagram.
Thank you all for coming and chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Now we're talking with Bridget McBee with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How are you doing, Bridget?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Bridget, tell our listeners what you have on display here at the Brownswood Nursery display.
We have a lot of gorgeous plants showcasing our growing operation, as well as a few TVs here that show our design services.
Gotcha. And tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Do you folks grow all these plants, or where, or do you source them someplace?
We do both, but we are growing on 25 acres, and we've been in business for 45 years, which marks our 45th anniversary this year. So we are a design, grow, and build firm. We do all three. It's a one-stop shop for all of your landscape needs, and we're showcasing our design services today. So if you need a refresh or just want one small area or one large area, you have a pool going in, we can do pretty much anything you want.
And any particular questions or what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
A lot of concern about the frost with their plants. So we've been, you know, talking a lot about how to refresh that tired looking landscape.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
You can visit us on Brownswood Road. And if you want some more information about landscape design, you can call me. My direct number is 843-268-0261. And you can always visit our website at brownswoodnursery.com.
And we're very lucky to have a local company like Brownswood Nursery, not just in the Charleston Home and Design Show, but in business in general. So thank you very much. And I hope everyone will support a local business like Brownswood.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Bridget.
Mm-hmm. We're joined with Rachel Lohar of Advanced Window Fashions. We're here to talk about all of the wonderful options that you probably wouldn't consider for your windows. So could you just give us a little intro, tell us about yourself and how you got into the window treatment industry?
Absolutely. So my name's Rachel. I've been at Advanced Window Fashions for almost 3 years now, but Advanced Window Fashions has been around for almost three decades, serving the Charleston area and the surrounding areas. We are the experts when it comes to window treatments. We love what we do, and we've been serving the area for a long time now, really.
Definitely. And something that I noticed that sets you guys apart is you don't work with any subcontractors. So a lot of people will sell you your window treatments and then, you know, tell you good luck with the install. But you guys actually have like a certified installation program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So, you know, our main goal, and, you know, in addition to helping you find the perfect treatment, is really just taking the headache out of the whole process. And, you know, from our first initial consultation with the sales rep to installation day, we want to make sure it is so easy and, you know, you don't even have to do anything. You get to sit back once you've picked out the treatment and, you know, just watch as it goes into your windows. So our installers, they are certified through Hunter Douglas. They went and did all the training out in Colorado. So they, you know all the tips, the tricks, and they've seen all the different situations. And they work for us, too. So you don't ever have to worry about a stranger coming to your house and then you never see that person again. They are hired by us and will be the ones to come out and do services as well, because they are certified for service and repair as well as installation. So long after your treatments go in, you know, if something goes wrong, if something needs to be serviced, you just give us a call and we take the headache out of that part too, so you're not sitting on hold with, you know, a corporate company for 3 hours or going to another location and only for them to tell you that they don't have anybody available to help. You know, we are right there to help you.
What kind of questions should people be asking themselves when they come into your showroom?
So definitely at the start of the process, you know, as you're, you know, making those first steps into deciding on your treatments, a couple of things to ask are, you know, are these winded treatments going to be achieving any sort of goal? Are you struggling with heat? Are you struggling with light? Are you, you know, somebody who works at night and sleeps during the day and you need that blackout in your room? Do you have young children? Is privacy an issue? I know with so many neighborhoods going up nowadays and all these this development going on, privacy is a big issue for certain neighborhoods and for certain individuals. So, you know, taking that into a consideration. And then when it's coming down to color options, you know, as you start fine-tuning and, you know, narrowing down your decision, you know, kind of considering, A, your personal taste. Are you more modern? Are you more traditional? Do you love a, you know, very formal look, or are you more relaxed? And then also kind of the statement you want those treatments to make. Is that going to be the focal point in your room? Do you want people's eyes to be drawn to those window treatments immediately? Or is it going to be, you know, serve as a backdrop essentially for other focal points that you have in your room, like art or furniture or rugs? So that kind of, you know, how much contrast do you want those treatments to make will really play into, you know, your color choices and ultimately the end product that you choose.
Absolutely. I know that a lot of us, with the popularity of the open concept, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure regardless whatever design choice you like, you appreciate natural light.
Yes.
When you can get it. Is there, and you mentioned a lot of developments are mm-hmm. pretty close to each other. Is there a solution for somebody who wants privacy but to also have natural light? They don't necessarily want to block everything, but they don't want people to see it.
Absolutely. So there are products that offer a top-down, bottom-up option where essentially the top part of the window fabric essentially will like come down, so it blocks the bottom part of your window, giving you your privacy, especially if you have windows that are street-facing. So if someone's, you know, walking past their dog or driving past, you know, you want to keep those that lower part of the window covered and, you know, kind of cut that eye line. But then with the top part coming down, then all of a sudden you have all this natural light, particularly in bathrooms. I know, like, I love natural light when I'm getting ready in the morning. So, you know, having that open concept at the top with the natural light is great. Shutters, in addition to having options where you can close the bottom louvers but have the top open, in addition to that aspect, you can also have cafe shutters where the bottom part of the window has a shutter but your top is left open too. Very popular for like living and dining room areas where maybe you don't want the whole window covered with a shutter but you have that little half shutter, is always a popular option. And then, of course, Hunter Douglas specifically carries a product called the Silhouette. It almost looks like a fabric blind. It's really, really elegant and soft. But the S-curve shape of those veins, essentially, in between the sheer fabric, you can tilt them. And so you don't have to close your window all the way, or you don't have to close the shade all the way. But, you know, you cut that eye line so that you still get your natural light and your view if you have a nice view and want to enjoy that without necessarily having your entire inside of your home, you know, exposed.
Right, totally. Because people do look, I'm guilty of it. I'll walk by and then, oh, I'm curious to see other people's interior design really is what it is. But, so, put a window covering up. I'm going to get my thoughts. There are a lot of different materials for window coverings. So can you kind of give me the lowdown on the bamboo shade, the fabric, the whatever other options you have, and why would you use one over the other?
Absolutely. So obviously we are in an area that has a lot of humidity, a lot of moisture. We have a lot of folks that live like right on the water. And so those are always a concern about products that are going to withstand that kind of moisture, but then also withstand the brutal, you know, South Carolina sun that we get, you know, most of the year, because we are a southern state, we're on the coast, and we do get that brutal sunlight. So a lot of our products are rated, you know, very highly to do well, and they won't fade or peel or warp under that, you know, blinding sunlight that we get here. Our polysatin shutters, they are highly rated for this area just because, again, they won't warp, they won't peel, they won't fade in the sunlight, but they can also get wet. We do those kinds of shutters and showers. That's how durable they are. So for our folks that live right on the water, like to have their windows open and enjoy some of that, you know, sea salt air and everything, those are my favorite shutters for that area. And then, of course, all our materials, they have a little bit of a polyester blend to them, so they will not mold like a 100% cotton or 100% linen would. We see a lot of our older homes downtown that have had all these window treatments for decades that are starting to mold a little bit because of the material. So, you know, for some folks, we might steer you, especially drapery, we might steer you into more of a polyester blend so that it won't mold over time.
Definitely. So you guys have fabrics for the curtains and the treatments, as well as the blinds and the screens and shades and all of those things. So it's a one-stop shop.
Absolutely. So in addition to your soft treatments, you know, your shadings, honeycombs, things like that, and your shutters and your blinds, we also do carry fabric for drapery. We can coordinate pillows and bedding. We've done cushions. Even if you have something, you know, an existing cushion that just, you know, needs some life breathed into it, or you want to color coordinate it with your new window treatments, we can take those older cushions too and get them reupholstered, refabric, and things like that. We do that quite a bit. But yeah, we are here to be a one-stop shop to coordinate, you know, other elements in your home with your new window treatments.
Let's touch on, I know you guys have a really cool, you have a strong relationship with Hunter Douglas, which is one of like the leading suppliers, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Products. How can a homeowner ensure that their window, their new window treatments and window updates are preserving and not wasting energy?
So one of our top rated energy efficient products through Hunter Douglas is the Honeycomb, the Duet, to be, you know, super technical. They are one of the highest rated energy efficient products that you can get on the market. Hunter Douglas back in the 70s designed the Honeycomb to solve the energy crisis that folks were dealing with back in the day. And they've continued to be one of the most energy efficient products you can get on the market. And in fact, they are so energy efficient that you can now get a tax credit from certain Duet shades through Hunter Douglas. They are the only company that can boast that because they've just really honed in on that energy efficiency. Those honeycomb-shaped cells and everything will help insulate your rooms, keep them cool in the summer, and on the rare chance that we do have a colder winter, it'll help retain that heat in those rooms as well. It's truly one of the best products you can get if you are dealing with that blinding heat that you can get here in the summertime.
Can you add that honeycomb style to, let's say, I like those bamboo shutters. Is that possible? Or not the shutters.
The shades.
Maybe the shades, yeah.
So actually because
you
of...
combine them?
So the Provenance specifically, that's our woven line that we carry through Hunter Douglas, because of the really slim profile that those honeycomb shades have, if you love the look of a woven shade and you like that sheer look that you can get from a woven shade, but you need that optional room darkening at night, you know, if you like to sleep in, if you don't want to be woken up too early from the sun, the Provenance actually has an independent honeycomb liner that goes in behind it, and it can act independently from that bamboo shade. So you get the look of a bamboo shade, but then you get a little bit of that energy efficiency and the room darkening quality from a honeycomb. And then it just, again, if you, you know, want to have your bamboo shade and you don't need that room darkening, you just pull the honeycomb up behind it and you're good to go. Yeah. And then you get that extra layer of energy efficiency that you wouldn't get from a normal, just plain old bamboo, or yeah, bamboo shade. Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. So a lot of these products are automatic and or remote control, right?
Yeah.
And that might scare some people. Could you tell me about like the ease of operation?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe just describe how they work? Because I know a lot of people probably have those like pull to the left, to raise, or yeah, whatever, however they work.
Oh, yeah. So basically, we can motorize everything right down to drapery, blinds, and shutters. So that's kind of neat. So really, the world's your oyster when it comes to motorization, but it really is simple. In addition to Hunter Douglas innovating their line of motorized products, all the other brands that we carry that add motorization and have that motorization feature, it really is simplified to make it easy for the homeowner. Obviously, these companies have really, you know, worked to simplify it, streamline so that homeowners feel comfortable. And then, of course, we as installers, you know, we've all done the training. We all work with these products on a daily basis, and we are here to give you a rundown and give you a lesson before we even leave the home after installing. And then, of course, if you get stuck, if you need some troubleshooting help, I have done phone calls and FaceTimes and walked people through how to troubleshoot. We've filmed a couple very awkward videos in our office and put them on our YouTube for how to reset remotes or reprogram shades and things like that. And then, of course, all of these motorization products come you know, with an app that really, I feel, just made it so easy for homeowners to walk through step by step. There are instructions, there's icons. It really is easy. And some of it, you know, can even be self-taught. And then in terms of operating, too, it really is coming down to just pressing one button and watching it go.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that's helpful for super, super high windows.
Oh, definitely. Even just, you know, windows that if you've got one behind a couch or behind a tub that you don't want to have to lean over and reach. And then, of course, it's always nice to be able to control your window treatments from your bed or your couch. So if you feel like you want to sleep in a little bit longer, you just press a button and watch those shades go down. It's quite, there's a lot of fun things you can do. You can control your shades when you're away from home. So if you left your shades open and you're going on vacation, you can control those shades. You can set them so that they raise and lower automatically during different times of the day. So if you know that sun's going to come streaming in and create a glare on your computer at 3 p.m., you can set it so automatically the shades lower at 3 p.m. and cut the glare. There's a lot of cool things you can do.
That also makes me think about how, like, my mom would have our neighbors make sure that they took our paper off our, whenever we would go out of town.
Yep.
So our paper wouldn't collect. That's, like, the first sign of, for criminals. Like, hey, there's no one home.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you're out of town and you've got your blinds set to raise and lower regularly.
Absolutely. It looks like someone's
there's
home.
Activity.
If you're like me and you have a million plants that need sunlight, you can set, you know, while you're on vacation, you can set your shades to open, let your sun, you know, your plants get some sunlight, and then close so that way, you know, you don't have your whole house open, you know, and exposed and things like that. And then, of course, if you've got those stubborn kids that don't want to wake up for school and, you know, it's nice and dark in their room, you just make sure it raises and wakes them up for school first thing in the morning.
Could you walk me through maybe the consultation process, the in-home consultation process?
Absolutely. So if you were looking to go ahead and purchase some window treatments from us, kind of how our consultation works is we'd set up an appointment for one of our sales staff to come out to your home. We have little hand samples of the actual shades so we can hold it up in your window and you can really visualize how that product's going to look in the window. And then we also have our sample books with all the available fabric options, and so to speak, so we can, you know, color match right in home. We'll take our measurements. We can quote you right on site. We have all those capabilities. And then if you like what you see, if you're ready to move forward, you know, we kind of take it from there. We do all of our final measurements because we do take about 6 measurements per window. And for shutters, we take 8 measurements because everything is fitted exactly to your window. We take care of the ordering. We keep you up to date on everything, you know, as those updates become available. And then, of course, our installers arrive the day of. They get it done in a couple of hours. They really are some, you know, our best workers. And then after that, if you ever need anything, you give us a call and we can, you know, maintenance long after installs. We've had customers that have had their treatments for years. And any once in a while when they need that maintenance, you know, they just give us a call and we come take care of them. So,
awesome. How about if you were to sell your house and leave, I imagine you wouldn't like rip all your window treatments out and bring them with you because they are so custom to the home. So that adds some value.
Mm-hmm.
But how about for the new homeowners? Do they still get to take advantage of the warranty?
So because we are the only dealer service center for Hunter Douglas products in the area, we've had customers who maybe they didn't necessarily purchase from us, but, you know, their Hunter Douglas products are broken and they need some maintenance, and they can give us a call and we can come take us out. You know, we can come and take care of it.
That's good to know. If you have existing Hunter Douglas products that, you know, you don't know who can service them.
Yeah. So even when we have, you know, previous customers who have sold their home and, you know, the new homeowners come in and they need some maintenance or even just need to learn how they work and what the ins and outs of it are, you know, we're always happy to, you know, help out and treat them, you know, like the previous homeowners too. And it helps that we've installed so we know exactly what's in there and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I've been able to pull up old orders with new homeowners and be like, oh, so you had such and such in your home. And they're like, that's awesome that you know. And we're able to take care of them as well.
That's fantastic. I guess my last question for you is what if you decide later you want to motorize your system?
So,
is that an a la carte option or do I have to decide at the beginning?
Unfortunately, you got to decide that right at the beginning, but there are add-ons that if you don't choose to go with it initially at the time of your purchase, they are, you know, we can add it on. So typically when you purchase a motorized shade, it comes with a standard battery pack and then takes 12 AA batteries. Well, if you have a lot of windows, and also with the rising cost of batteries and everything like that, that can start to add up a little bit. So if you down the road decide, hey, I am so tired of switching out all these dang batteries and paying out the ear for all these batteries, we do have a rechargeable battery option, and we have gone back behind where maybe they had a standard battery pack to start and then wanted something, you know, a little bit more cost effective. And so we have the capability of adding on a rechargeable battery and taking away that standard battery pack, which is kind of nice. I've had quite a few clients do that, especially as of late, again, with the rise of battery costs and everything. And of course, if you purchase motorized shades, the gateway, which is what makes it a smart shade, quote unquote, is an extra add-on. So if you decide down the road, hey, I want my Google Assistant or my Alexa to raise my and lower my shades and be incorporated with some of my smart home products, the gateway can be added on later down the line if you decide you want it, and we can come and get it set up. It's very, very easy. Get it integrated with your Alexa or your Google, and then you are good to go.
That makes me think of the, I know you're remembering the Smart House movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I seeing old ads from like the 50s where they were talking about, you know, the homes of the future.
The wave of the future, right?
Yeah, and that's now funny. It's become a possibility where, you know, you can turn on your crock pot with your phone, or you have got the smart fridges, and now we have smart shades that, again, you can tell Alexa to raise your shades, and she will.
I mean, we've all gotten comfy on the couch, ready to watch a movie, and then we're like, oh, we have to close the blinds.
Yep.
But with you guys, you can just open your phone.
Oh, yeah. Press
a button.
Absolutely. We had a client who had, like, a home theater, and he did the motorized blinds and the smart shades, and all he had to do was, like, Alexa, it's showtime, and all the lights dimmed, and the shades came down. It was really neat. There's a lot of fun things you can do with it.
That's awesome. Well, do we have any audience questions, any window treatment inquiries?
Oh, yeah. Yes, so a couple of the products do have like an actual like plug that you can plug into an outlet. You see that a lot with the virtual, or not virtual, the vertical treatments. And then of course, if you're in the building process and as all the wiring's going in, we have all the literature that we can send like to your electrician and everything like that to make sure they're all wired. And then yeah, they can be wired right into your house so you don't even have to mess with a battery pack. Hunter Douglas has like a specific box that you plug your shades into, and yeah, they can be hardwired right in, which is really neat. And it'll still be even with the hardwire, you can still add that little hub that gives you that smart shade capability, and you're just, you know, don't have to worry about a battery pack. So those I haven't seen on the market yet. Definitely know Hunter Douglas doesn't have anything with the solar panel capability yet, but I know as we are moving more into that realm of powering your home and things like that, I won't be surprised if it's not something that starts making appearances on the market.
Thank you so much, Rachel. How can we get in touch with you?
So we are located in Mount Pleasant, just off of 526. We have a website, www.advancedwindowfashions.com. And, of course, you can always give us a call at 843-881-8858, and you'll always be greeted by a friendly staff member ready to get you set up for your next consultation, or even just to answer your questions if you just need to pick a window treatment expert's brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again for sharing your knowledge.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to meet you all.
They've got a booth up here in the middle if you want to go see their fabric samples or see some more product information.
Yep, we're going to be here a little bit longer.
Thanks, guys.
And now we're talking with Brad Halferty with DuraSeal. How you doing, Brad?
Doing great, thank you.
What is DuraSeal?
So DuraSeal is the name of our company. We provide permanent protection for wood and concrete. So if you've been staining your deck every 2 or 3 years, this will get you out of that cycle with a permanent silicone-based sealant that permeates the wood. So water can't absorb in and swell the wood and then evaporate and shrink the wood, causing the splitting and cracking and warping.
Gotcha. And can you do anything if people have been irresponsible and not sealed their decks before they talk to you?
Yes. Obviously, the best time to do it is when it's new, but we do old decks every day, so people are tired of staining. The only thing our product doesn't solve is if there's already rot in the wood, so that would need to be repaired prior to our service. We can connect people with handymen that can take care of that.
And I bet you know a lot about wood.
That's right, for sure, yeah, because we do decks and docks and fences and even Ipe, some of the hardwood, you know, varieties for decks can be sealed as well.
And even though the deck board has been the tree's been cut down and turned into a deck board, it's not living per se, but it's still evolving, right? The wood.
That's correct. Yep. So it is still porous. It can decay naturally. You know, it just doesn't have the sap running through it.
How often, if someone were to have their deck resealed with DuraSeal or maybe a fence or pergola or dock, how long before they need to do that again?
Yeah, so our process is permanent. So it's a 25-year warranty against splitting, cracking, warping, rotting. So you won't have to reapply our product. You'll just have to keep it clean. Everything outside still gets dirty.
How do you keep it clean? With a pressure washer?
You can pressure wash it. Not going to blast our silicone out of the wood or anything. But hose pressure will be sufficient in most instances if you have spills on the deck or some leaf debris, you know, in the fall.
That's impressive, because I've heard of some of the companies that will stain your deck that they need to come back like every 2 years or something like that.
That's correct. Yeah, that's the normal cycle on a flat surface with, you know, sun and moisture exposure is about 2 to 3 years. It's about all you can expect for protection. So that will be a long-term relationship with that deck staining company.
Whereas it's going to look good as new for 25 years, you say?
Correct. The wood is protected. Again, you'll have to rinse it off. You know, after pollen season is when most people plan to kind of rinse off their deck to keep it, you know, looking good.
Nice. Well, how can folks get more information about DuraSeal if they didn't get a chance to come to the home show this weekend?
Gotcha. Yeah, you can go to our website. It's DuraSealIt.com. So don't stain it, DuraSeal it. There's a bunch of before and after pictures. You can book a quote online, or you can give us a call, 888-660-0260.
All right, great. We've been talking to Brad Helferty with DuraSeal here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.